I'm Erin Brinker.
And I'm Tobin Brinker.
And we are on The Brink, the morning show on KCAA, AM 1050, FM 106.5, and FM 102.3. I am so excited to welcome back to the show Dr. Joanne Yanez. She is the Executive Director for the Association of Accredited Naturopathic Medical Colleges, and she joins us every month to talk about naturopathic medicine and health and wellness in general. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Doing great. So we've just had issues with our board this morning, but all is well because you have joined us and you're here to talk about, you know, health and wellness.
I am. So we are hosting a webinar this month in a couple weeks on maintaining and getting your healthy weight.
Now that's... I am not a healthy weight and I know that I need to be, so I need help in this area. So what do you... Let's talk about that.
Well, first things first, I think we have to throw judgment out the door. You know, a lot of times when we're talking about weight and weight management, the word diet comes up, and that has to be one of my least favorite words ever. What does diet conjure up for people?
Well, when you think of diet, you think of scarcity, like you're not eating, you're hungry, you can't go out with your friends and enjoy, you know, being out with, because often people get together, they eat, and you can't be a part of that because you're on a diet, and it's counting calories and depriving yourself.
Exactly. And so I, for years, I've counseled patients and talked to folks, and, you know, even with my own health journey, diet is one of those words that I banish. And so really, when I think of the other piece of diet, is that it's a temporary thing. It's, well, I'm going to be on this diet for a month or for a few weeks, and then what? And then we go back to our normal eating habits and gain the weight right back.
Exactly.
And yo-yo back and forth. So really when, you know, you're seeing a naturopathic doctor for health and wellness, nutrition is a core piece of that. But it really isn't a focus on a one specific diet. In fact, I always tell folks, people will ask me, well, what do you think about the Mediterranean diet? What do you think about Whole30? What do you think about vegan? What do you think about keto? And I tell them, you know, all of those may be very good for individuals, but there's no one-size-fits-all when it comes to diet and nutrition. It's very individual, and it even changes as your body's demands change through life.
You know, that's...
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, no. I that's really interesting. A dear close friend of ours is diabetic, and he tried every diet that his doctors told him to try, and his blood sugar was completely out of control. He's a really active guy, lives in the mountains, very rugged. He's on the fire department there, and just it was just terrible for him. He switched to the Mediterranean diet and his blood sugar is coming up, you know, close to normal. And he wakes up often with his, you know, at normal levels, which has been wonderful. But all the diets that the doctors had told him that he'd, you know, up until then had not worked.
You know, there is still a lot of wiggle room and research to be done on diets. The Mediterranean diet is very well studied for a number of different conditions, including heart disease, and really performs well when you're looking at biomarkers for health and longevity and avoiding death. but I think, again, though, you know, when we're talking about the individual people and their biology and their cultural needs, so many different factors come into play. And, you know, for years I coached folks and counseled people on nutrition is part of being a naturopathic doctor, and often had to take into consideration cultural considerations. I remember one woman who was over her BMI, over her body mass index for height and weight, and recognized that weight was playing a factor. And, you know, I asked her, and she was Spanish-speaking, I asked her, so what are you eating in a day? She said, well, just, you know, some soup, and, you know, what do you have for breakfast? Oh, you know, some eggs, and you know, she was just kind of very plain in her descriptions of food. And I probed a little bit further. You know, the obvious was, you know, she was overweight and, you know, over her body mass. And, you know, I said, you know, what else are you eating? And I said, do you eat tortillas? Do you eat chips? That, you know, tell me a little bit about that. And she said, oh, of course I have tortillas. And I said, well, how many? Oh, 19, 20.
Oh, my goodness.
And, you know, and it was just something that she really wasn't even giving a second thought about, because it was customarily so, you know, she made tortillas in her house. She made a huge stack every day for the family. And, you know, that was just part of, you know, so when she had an egg, she had some tortillas with it. When she had soup, she had tortillas with it. And so, you know, it was really getting her aware, number one. And I think, you know, years ago I had the pleasure of seeing Brian Wansick speak, and he was a former USDA chair, and had come up with a whole concept in eating called mindless eating. How much of eating do we do when we're not paying attention to our body's needs? And I was really fascinated by his work. He had this study where he has, you might have heard of it, he had a bowl of soup, and there was a little straw at the bottom that would fill up the bowl. And so he had people eat the soup while they were watching TV or doing something like that, and they consistently ate very many more calories when they were not paying attention to themselves. They had no idea the bowl was refilling up as they were eating.
Wow. Wow. Well, that shouldn't surprise me. If I think about it, like, I like making giant bowls of popcorn, and what my I love popcorn, and I don't put butter on it, but I do pop it in oil, and the goal is to have a little bit and then put the rest in a Ziploc and have it later. But if I'm not paying attention, I'll eat the whole bowl.
Oh, sure.
Because it's so good and salty.
I know. And so one of the things that he had come up with were the individual, now I'm not a big fan of all the extra packaging, but the individual snack packs that at least made people aware of portion size. Because again, you know, a whole bag of chips could be a portion for someone if they're not paying attention. Years ago, I had a gentleman come in and he had GI complaints. And when I probed further about what he was eating, he'd come home and just kind of, you know, unwind from a hard day of work, and you know, he really had a thing for Oreo cookies. And I said, you know, how many have you eaten? And he said, I don't know, a sleeve?
A sleeve?
A sleeve, a whole sleeve.
So is that like 30 cookies? I have no idea.
I don't know, but it was way more than
one. It was more than the four or whatever that was the portion size.
Yeah. So, you know, and what happened was a lot of his GI complaints were as a result of eating a sleeve of Oreo cookies every day. So,
oh, my gosh.
But anyway, you know, whether it's eczema or mood disorders or, you know, the impact of having extra body mass on yourself, you know, there are a lot of reasons why people would take a look at their diet and their nutrition. Another case that I had was a gentleman who had really, really bad eczema. Head to toe.
Oh.
His skin would actually fall off in chunks because it was so bad.
Oh, gosh, and, poor guy.
Well, and you can just imagine socially and emotionally what that does for somebody as well. And so we did some probing, and I had him do an elimination diet. Lo and behold, he had a real sensitivity to wheat and bread products, and among those was beer. And so, you know, he would have, you know, have the beer or two after work, and, you know, gluten and wheat products were a part of his diet. When those came out, the eczema just about all cleared up.
Wow. Wow. I'm sure he mourned the beer, but I'm sure he was thrilled to have that problem taken care of.
Well, and it's a relief for people when they finally identify the root cause. And, you know, I hate to sound like a broken record, but that's really where naturopathic doctors excel, is we get down to the root of the problem. So rather than, you know, giving him a skin cream that would, you know, maybe ameliorate it, but he was head-to-toe eczema, you know, that he would probably be using a tube of cream every day. We got to the root of the issue, which was nutrition-based for him. And so I think, you know, at the end of the day, just to think about our bodies as giving us information. And if we're not feeling well, if we're not feeling at our optimal good, there's a hint. Our body is saying, hey, help me out here. I need some help. And so for NDs, focusing on nutrition, focusing on that core piece of health is paramount to the foundation for health and wellness.
So we are out of time. What a great message. This is sinking in. What a great message. How do people find you, follow you, and learn more about the Association of Accredited Naturopathic Medical Colleges?
Well, you can find us on the interwebs, aanmc.org, and we are hosting a webinar on this topic with a doctor from Toronto in a couple weeks on March 27th. Hope you all can tune in.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. So send me the information. I'll make sure that I plug it again before the event, because I want people to know about it and watch it, because I think this is really important information.
Thanks so much. Have a great day, guys.
Thank you so much. So we've been talking with Dr. Joanne Yanez. She is the Executive Director of the Association of Accredited Naturopathic Medical Colleges. Check them out at aanmc.org. It's time for another break. I'm Erin Brinker.
And I'm Tobin Brinker.
And we are on The Brink, the morning show on KCAA. We'll be right back.